You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. And this Friday morning, we will rejoice in the goodness of the Lord Jesus. We're coming into Easter. And so, Pastor Dye, tell us about this great Easter program that we are going to have.
We want to invite you to join us at the Space Coast Convention Center on Easter morning at 10 a.m. So the location is on Tucker Lane at the landmark intersection is State Road 520 and I-95 right out there by McDonald's. Turn down Tucker Lane and you'll see the Space Coast Convention Center there. So we'll be starting service promptly at 10 a.m. We have a dynamic play called Follow the Yellow Brick Road. We have our praise and worship team is going to be out there. We have some glorious dance. We have all kinds of things on the program for Easter morning. So it's going to be a great time. We're expecting a great harvest of souls. So invite, tell somebody, bring them with you out if you do not have a home church where you're going to be worshiping on Resurrection morning.
Yes. So we invite you all. Tell your friend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. We have a great lineup, praise and worship, a dramatic play, Follow the Yellow Brick Road. You had to come and find out where it leads to. Come and find out where it leads to. We're telling you, follow it. It leads to some place. So come out, bring your whole family and worship with us on Easter Sunday morning at the Space Coast Convention Center.
If you go to our Facebook page, Celebration Tabernacle Church, you can see the commercials right there on the page, and you'll get a little glimpse of what Easter morning is going to be like at the Space Coast Convention Center. All this week, we have been on the topic, I'm all in. Yesterday, we were in Hebrews chapter 12. We read verses 2 through 4, and today we're going to move on to verse 7. And we're just going to look at the comparison here that we are given to earthly fathers and then our heavenly fathers to bring us in alignment, to bring us on one accord,
yes,
to profit in the word. Verse 7, it says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. So it's telling us that we have to look at the word as a tool,
yes,
to train us in the principles of God, in his kingdom. Anytime you change a location, you change employment, they're going to give you a policy and procedural manual,
yes,
that you are responsible for carrying out. Yeah, they'll do some training. And I know I joke sometimes with some of my coworkers where there's certain jobs where you know, okay, I get this job, and we're going to at least be in training 30 days.
Yeah.
So the training's easy, right? You just go, show up, you just sit down, and yeah, you just listen to the presentations, mm-hmm, right? For like 30 days, some jobs, depending on the job. But I know in the past, different jobs I have, it's extensive training like that. So in the training, when it's nice and comfortable, and they have the snacks out, and somebody else is doing all the talking, you can just sit, nod, answer a few questions.
Yes.
Everything's nice and easy. But then when you actually go in now to do the job, when you're deployed to your actual work site, because your work site's not the HR training building, right? Mm-hmm. You're actually deployed into your place of work. Oh, now you realize, oh, that's why they had me in there,
yes,
so long. This isn't easy. So now when you actually get up in it, you're, whoa, oh, what did they say? You're looking back through the what the presenters shared and such. You're now seeking out the information that was freely given when you're doing it. When we start to do something, we begin then to value the instruction that was given.
Right.
When we're walking out this Bible and we're doing the things God has purposed us to do, then we're going to be coming back and we're going to value the word of God to bring us through what we are setting out to do, the exploits that God has positioned us in the earth to be able to do. But if we're not doing anything with it, then we're passive and we're not going to be seeking. People who are seeking the word, they're seeking it because they're doing something.
Yeah.
Or something went amiss in their life and they're trying to figure out how to course correct it. They're going back to the word.
Right.
So when we're just getting fat on the word, we just going to church, sitting there hearing it, we don't really see how, and we're not using it, we don't really see the value of it.
Yeah.
But when we're begin going through stuff and we're doing stuff, then we put more value. You know, that's when you realize, I don't need a whole chapter. I just need one scripture to get me through this situation.
Right.
You know, some of the Pharisees will say, okay, you need to sit down for an hour. You need to make sure you read 5 chapters a day. But when you're really going through something, you see the value on the one scripture more than the value on being just going through just to go through so that you look like you know what you're doing.
Right. And to be all in, as we close off this week teaching, to be all in. What does that look like, to be all in? And we give you an example what it looked like by showing you the life of Jesus going to the cross. He was all in. Now, let's look at another example other than Jesus, to be all in. The woman who in the Old Testament, Diana, she has a problem, financial problem. Watch this, to be all in. And you have, in order to get anything from God, you have to be all in on one accord in what he's saying, the instruction. So this lady, this woman, her husband died and leave her with her son. She owes a lot of debt. And now, in the custom of that time, they will take your son to pay for the debt. So she has a serious problem. So the man of God, she need her problem to be solved. So here come Elijah, the man of God. The man of God says to her, says, Listen, lady, what do you have in your house? She says, just tell the men of God that they're coming for her son. He says, okay, we can solve this problem. But you have something. You have to have something. What do you have? She says, all I have is a little oil. So what do you have this morning? Do you have something that the word can work on? Where your faith can work? So the man of God says, okay, that's good. So now I want you to go borrow some vessels. Instruction. What if she says, well, my neighbors
are mean.
Come on. The man of God giving instructions. He says, go to your neighbors, borrow vessels, and he's giving specific, not a few, a lot. So she could have made up excuses like we would do. We started, in my mind, thinking of all my neighbor. This one is not good. I will get from this one and this one and this one and this one. And we might be going down in our head first and then come up with a conclusion. I don't think that's going to work. Try something else. But she didn't. She followed the instruction of the man of God. That's what it means to be all in.
She followed it quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have the spirit of delay on us, and then in the spirit of delay, we meditate on all the reasons why it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then we don't do it. Just like when they went out to go spy the land, when there was Moses sent them out to go spy out the promised land. He didn't tell them, oh, go take 40 days to do it.
Yeah.
He did not set an amount of time on it. But they got out there for 40 days now, and they're looking at all the reasons why they can't do it. So when they come back with the report, they say, oh, yeah, we all agree it's a great land. Oh, yeah, here's the fruit of it. But then they're saying of all the giants that they noticed, all the reasons of why they can't do it. So of the 12 who went, 10 of them say, no, we ain't going to be able to do it. It's impossible. Why? Because for 40 days, they looked at all the reasons why they couldn't
do it.
And then when Joshua said, okay, we're going in to possess the promised land, he said, in 3 days, we're going in. He set a timeline, and he said, we're going in 3 days. It wasn't vague. Moses sent them out, well, go check out the promised land. They come back with 40 days of all the reasons why they can't do it. Joshua, he said, look, we're not making that same mistake again. We're setting a time on this thing.
We're going in.
In 3 days,
we're going in.
Go check it out with the intention of going in. Not check it out with the intention of looking for all the reasons why you can't do it.
Yeah. and that's what it means to be all in. When we all in, we don't find any other reason. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
When you're all in, you say, Lord, your word says. Mm-hmm. Your word says. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Your word says.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how you know when you are in. When you are in one accord with the word. Because when you are in one accord, then the spirit of God works.
And there'll be times where you'll do something in obedience and you can't really reason out why you're doing it. But once you get into it, then you realize maybe a month later, maybe 6 months later, maybe a year later, oh, this is why God was urging me in this direction. This was the outcome. And you thank God for the obedience. Make your day count.
Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship.